about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hold on. I'm finishing my breakfast. I'm sorry. I had to start down my food today. No wonder I have constipation issues. All right, guys, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? Hope everyone is having a blessed day. I got to tell you, I am hot. I am sweating. I understand some of you guys are still even getting snow, right, where you're listening from, coast to coast. I know we got some listeners out there up in Canada, but I live in Las Vegas, and it is hot. But what makes it worse is with the recession, I really got to cut down on what we spend. And so I try to keep the house, you know, no hotter than 89 degrees so I could save on the power bill. And 89 degrees is hot. Now, I lowered one of the rooms to about 84. And my husband left. No, he didn't leave me for good. I don't think so. I'll ask. I'll see if he comes back. But he just left. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. I mean, we got to save money. And, you know, you burn a lot of energy when you sweat. You know, I always tell you guys, when you work, I'm finishing swallowing my breakfast. I apologize. I tell you guys, whenever you guys work out, don't just jump right into the shower after your workout. Finish your sweat. True, make sure you want to clean, you know, have a good shower so you don't get acne and things like that later. But still, when you sweat, you burn off a lot of energy. So, you know, I don't really like to tell people that, you know, we're having money issues and we're trying to save money. And, you know, so I'm racking up the, or shutting off the air conditioning as often as I can. But, you know, for all intents and purposes, I'm doing it to lose weight. All right? Because if you sweat it out, we got how many more months of 100 plus degree weather? Probably about 3 more months. So I should be a skinny little chicklin by the end of the summer. Can't wait. Very, very busy weekend this weekend. Why? Ha, it's my birthday tomorrow. Hey, happy birthday to me. Da-da-da-da-da. Today is, no, well, it's not today. Tomorrow's my birthday. Very, very exciting. I know, you know what? I've always wanted to be 28. I'm very excited about being 28. And I know, I am so deep into the 40s. You know, when you just turn 40, you're like, you know what? I'm still really, you know, upper limit of normal with the 30s. You know, when you turn 40, like, you know what? I'm on the cusp. Okay. Then you're 41 and you're like, okay, you know what? As long as nobody knows, this is okay. And now, you know, a big 42. And what's difficult is I guess my birthday is out there on the internet. All right, somebody at Wikipedia or whoever has my birthday, June 16, 1971. So how the hell am I supposed to lie about my age later? IMDb has my birthday on there, so when your birthday's out there, you can't lie. And I know the doctor shouldn't lie, but I like to do something called BSing, right? Have you guys ever done that? Yeah. And so BSing to me is just like, you know, brushing your teeth in the morning. I can't get through a day without loading some sort of BS on somebody. So we'll see how that goes. But whenever I have a birthday, it is always overshadowed by Father's Day. But you know what? That's okay. Now that I'm not as excited about the birthdays, although thank the Lord for it not being the alternative, okay? I'm blessed. I'm very lucky to have a birthday coming up tomorrow. But it is Father's Day. And whenever it's a holiday for men, if you notice, there's really not a lot of holidays for men. All right. Well, Christmas, not really, because what does everybody get dad for Christmas? A tie. Dads don't want ties. Right? Dads don't want to. I told you guys about cologne. That's probably one of the worst gifts you could give a man on Father's Day. Men don't want cologne. Men want to smell like men. You know, giving a man cologne is telling him you don't like the way he smells, and he's not going to get any nookie-nookie unless he throws all this parfum on him. Guys don't like that. So we're going to talk about what is probably a decent choice for Father's Day this year. All right. We're also going to talk about some of the latest headlines. It looks like when scientists put fish on Prozac, right, the antidepressant, SSRI, Prozac, some of these fish got agitated and turned around and killed their mates. Now, the only time I see people get agitated on Prozac are those with some underlying bipolar. So either the Prozac has this nasty side effect, or B, fish are bipolar. We've got to talk about that. All right. Also, we're going to go through some major headlines this week, like what happened with the NSA. Facebook has admitted that at least the government asked them 12,000 user requests just in the latter half of 2012. Talk a little bit about privacy. There's going to be some luggage out there with built-in GPS. Okay, now we won't be able to lose our luggage. That is brilliant. And the U.S., though, is warning us that, the NSA is nothing. Cyber attacks, hackers, are going to be able to hack into our medical equipment. So for those of us in the hospital, right, on a defib, on a cardioverter, or some of us who I guess are about to get robotic surgery, the FDA is warning all medical device companies and hospitals that our systems, probably including electronic medical software for electronic medical records, can very easily be hacked into and be under the control of cyber attackers. Now, I don't know about you all, but I'm planning to get a hysterectomy soon. All right, my husband said I could get it for my next birthday. It just, I don't know when I'm going to have time. We got the Dr. Dahlia Show cruise to Alaska coming up in a week or two. And, I don't know. I think I'll keep my uterus for just a couple more months longer. But one thing I was considering is the robotic hysterectomy. I guess the robot goes in transvaginally. I don't know. I hope its nails aren't too long. That's all I could ask for or beg for. But I guess the robotic hysterectomy sounds kind of intriguing. The problem is the doctor managing the robot is like across the operating room on a computer. If somebody hacks into that computer, I don't know what that robot could implant a testicle. I don't know what that robot's going to do. So we got to definitely go through that. So when we come back, what are you guys doing for Father's Day? Let's kind of come up with some cheap Father's Day gifts. Mother's Day, we had to spend a lot of money, but Father's Day, they don't care if we don't spend too much. So let's talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY, or 1-877-362-3254. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633. Or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Nathan, who's working the dials. I know Nathan. Nathan got stuck with it today. Poor guy. I know everybody else got the weekend off. He had to come in to do the Dr. Dahlia show. Poor guy. You know what? Cut him some slack. Cut him some slack. By the way, I hope you guys were able to catch Pawn Stars this week. I was in the episode Dog Day Afternoon. Many of you thought I looked adorable licking the food off the floor. No, that was the dog. That was Corey's dog. That wasn't me. I was the one. Yeah, thank you, guys. I was the one at the end with the Civil War syringe, the syphilis syringe, the gonorrhea syringe. We were talking about where it went, how it worked. Pretty interesting stuff. So make sure to check out Pawn Stars. I'm on a few episodes, Close But No Cigar, Rick and Roll, and then Dog Day Afternoon. 1-877-DOCDALI. Ryan from Henderson, Nevada says, Dr. Dahlia, happy birthday. Hey, happy birthday. You see how easy it was? How come only one of you has told me happy birthday? That's it? Just one of you? What are you getting for your father for Father's Day? Oh, yeah, my father died. You haven't been listening to the show, have you? Yeah, I talk about my dead father all the time. Yeah, he died, bless his soul, back in 2004. Yeah, he had a heart attack.
stubborn, you know, and didn't want to do, you know, but he wanted to leave this earth his way, never wanting to be sick, never wanting to be on a statin. And, you know, so he passed away. So I suppose I could still, you know, go to the graveyard and get him something and, you know, put it on the gravestone. But, you know, we're on budget right now. But that, yeah, so that's where my dad is. Father's Day's kind of hard, but here's the thing. It doesn't make me sad. Father's Day doesn't make me sad because my father really never celebrated that stuff. You know, I mean, my father wasn't like running around the house going, Father's Day, it's Father's Day. You know, he didn't do that because he really didn't like the gifts we were getting him. We were getting him gifts that kind of blew. You know, what did, like, you know, I remember making him an ashtray right before school ended, right? You know, you'd have the kiln, you'd make an ash. My dad didn't smoke. You know, and what's he supposed to do with this lopsided ashtray? So he'd put his change in there, you know. He didn't know what to do with it. Or I'd get him a soap on a rope. He didn't want soap. He liked the Irish Spring soap. You know, so all I really had to do is get him a 95-cent bar of soap, and he would have been happy. So Father's Day wasn't as big a holiday. Here, it's a lot bigger. Because, you know, I want to do that for my husband. I'm really not nice to him any of the other days throughout the year. But just some quick history on Father's Day, really quickly. Father's Day, I guess, was first celebrated in Spokane, Washington, back in June 19th, 1910. I like history, so you're going to get a history lesson. Sonora Smart Dodd. No, don't worry. It has nothing to do with, yeah, Dot, right. Originally thought of the idea while listening to a Mother's Day sermon the previous year. Now, she's from Washington. She has 5 siblings. And because her mother had died, her father, William Jackson Smart, had basically raised all the kids because her mom had died during childbirth back in 1898. From what I understand, her mother died after she gave birth to her as opposed to before. Now, so what happened is she advocated a National Father's Day. A local ministerial association and the Young Men's Christian Association thought it was fine. And then West Virginia, 1908, there was a memorial holiday called Father's Day. I guess they used it for previous troops, etc. All right. And she a 41-year-old Grace Golden Clayton, 41 years old, huh, younger than me, organized the event in the town square for her loss, because her father had died, some 250 other fathers who tragically passed away in a coal mining disaster back in 1907. But West Virginia's didn't want to, you know, claim the holiday. This was more of a memorial thing. Then I guess it was President Calvin Coolidge by 1924, after I guess there was some push the decade before to let fathers have their day. He endorsed Father's Day, but it wasn't until 1966 when the president, that had to been LBJ at the time, decided that the third Sunday of June was Father's Day. Richard Nixon, though, made it permanent. Okay? Yeah, right? Richard Nixon did something good. So, yeah. Okay? So, that is the history of Father's Day. Now, many of us, unfortunately, we celebrate Father's Day completely wrong. All right? Ties, colognes. What do men want? All right? I mean, what do men want? You can't give them... No sex. This is Father's Day. Yeah. I mean, you got... What do you do in the morning? Well, morning. No. Okay, besides that... Okay, what are some things men want? Well, I'm very fortunate. I went Father's Day shopping at a store. Some of you guys might have heard it. A little old store named Bass Pro Shops. My husband lives there. In fact, I thought he was cheating on me for 2 years because he was never home and he was always at Bass Pro Shops. And then I went into the store myself and I'm like, oh my, oh, I don't blame you for not being home for this. Woo. So, I just go to Bass Pro Shops and I mean, it's like Walmart. You just want to throw everything into the cart. And, actually for my birthday, you know what he got me for my birthday? One of those Bass Pro Show Duck Dynasty type of, camouflage jackets. I know, it's pretty sexy. I think the reason why he got camouflage jackets is so he wouldn't see me, you know? I kind of stand out a lot with some of my hot pink type of clothes that I have. But no, okay, so anyway, you can go to Bass Pro Shops, there's tons of things there. Remember, if you do ever buy any sort of cutlery, any sort of knives, any sort of weaponry, you're supposed to give a penny back. Okay, right, remember, right, because you're not supposed to give a weapon as a gift, right? You have to, like, give a little money back. It's some superstition. You know what? I could talk superstitions on, it's my show. I could talk superstitions. You don't leave hats on the bed. You don't kill your black cat. If the black cat is running across the street, go the other way so he doesn't cross your path. That kind of stuff, right? Don't invite the mother-in-law over. Superstitions. It's okay. We could talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right. So if you have a Bass Pro Shops, this segment's over. Just go to Bass Pro Shop. Your husband should be happy. Some of, though, your husbands are really into sports. Be very careful buying them jerseys, okay? Because what a woman likes, all right, or what kids like in the term of a jersey may not be what your man wants. Your men want comfortable breathability, okay? And some guys feel like they look like dorks in brand new jerseys. So you may need to wash it a couple hundred times, drive over it with a truck, leave it in the back seat and have your kids pour spoiled milk on it, wash it one last time, hand it to them. There you go. Father's Day gift of his favorite team. Sometimes, guys, I mean, I'm not supposed to talk about alcohol on the show as a good thing, but for some people that have a favorite type of, shall we say, taste for something, grabbing them a bottle of one of those can't hurt. I know that's the kids. What do the kids buy? I don't know. You know, the kids could just make the ashtray. I really, you know, look, here's the thing. Fathers have to love their kids anyway. Whatever these kids get their dads on Father's Day isn't really going to change how they feel about them. The wife is the one who is more vulnerable to getting dumped, which is why the wives have to make Father's Day even better than a birthday. Now, the other gift I like to do is for, I don't want to say the whole 24 hours, but for 4 minutes of the day, I won't nag them. I won't make them do any chores. I'll kill all my own spiders. I won't care about the seat being up. All right. But the problem is he doesn't realize I didn't nag all day. So at 11:59, I wake him up and I go, did you notice I didn't nag you all day? Because you don't want to give a present that doesn't get unnoticed. I do shave my legs, Father's Day. So tonight I'll probably, you know, find a disposable razor. I'll try. Maybe I'll, you know, throw some lipstick on, pluck the upper lip a little bit, try to make myself presentable. Because, again, Father's Day is when, you know, women, you know what's so dangerous about Father's Day? Father's Day is when men kind of recollect on what they've done, where they're at. And even though they're proud to be a father, they may just kind of look at the situation in its entirety. And if you're over there, like I usually am, in some tiger-striped muumuu, chomping on some Marie Callender strawberry pie, which, by the way, is on sale from what I hear, you know, he may be doing some soul-searching or midlife crisis-y. You guys got that? Okay. You know, another thing guys like are tickets. Now, tonight, somebody got me for my birthday tickets to Smith Center. I've never been. Smith Center is in Vegas. They have these shows, and I guess the show is called American Idiot, which I'm going to. I know. I thought it was about why. No, it's not a political musical. It has nothing to do with politics. It's called American Idiot, and I don't know much about it, but I'm going to that. But, guys, you know, if you could get them tickets to a Dodger game, Laker game, tell them they could have the weekend off, that's probably one of the best Father's Day. Now, I know none of these are really, really cheap, but, you know, just go cheap on their birthday. All right, guys, don't go away. Let's get to some medical news. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, guys, Dr. Dolly here. Listen up. How many of us need an act of Congress to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more, we have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SQUATTY POTTY store healthycolon.com. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joe Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Many of you guys are on Facebook. We got a Facebook page there. I know some of you are like, why the hell would I want to see my Dr. Dahlia? No, you know, it's not too bad. I'll give you guys some up-to-date information. It won't be all about my birthday, I promise. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Chuck calling from Las Vegas. Hey, Chuck, buddy, what's up?
Yeah, I got one medical question, and then I got one. You're talking about your energy bill,
mm-hmm.
more on a political side.
Okay.
Which
I love politics. Sounds good. Medical first. Let's do it.
Okay. Well, you know, the thing's going to go sky high with this carbon tax, you know, Agenda 21. Mm-hmm. And you know Buffett bought NV Energy, right?
Oh, boy. I know. Well,
Warren,
you know,
Buffett.
I don't know, because didn't some of our conservative lawmakers say this is actually going to help because he's going to spur? I mean, I don't know if it's going to be better or worse with Warren Buffett.
No, it's going to be worse because they're closing coal plants left and right. And secretly, Obama this week increased carbon tax while we're all watching, you know, the IRS scandal and... So I want you to look that up and look up.
And so our prices are going to go. I didn't think our Nevada power bills could go up anymore. I don't think they could go up any more than they were. Then why is Governor Sandoval so happy about the situation?
Well, he doesn't know, or he's one of them.
All right. Now, I'm keeping my eye on it. You know how I'm handling it? Like I said, I'm just going to sweat it out. All right. Well, what's your medical question?
Okay, computerized physician order entry, do they have you doing that yet?
Nobody has me do anything. I'm Dr. Dahlia, so I do things my own way. But, yeah, Medicare wants everybody on the electronic. If not, they're going to pay you less. But they've been paying us less for years. So I'll tell you where I'm going with that, but I'll hear your question first. Go ahead.
Okay, and to me, that's kind of like the NSA snooping, because you have to follow certain guidelines, and you have to go A, B, C, D before you go A to E. Is that correct?
The government, if we are on a national electronic medical record system, I am going to be scared maneuverless, because if the CIA has been hacked, Senate's been hacked, nobody can assure me that we're going to have the privacy. Whether the government looks at it, or whether a hacker looks at it, or somebody wants to change the information, I am extremely nervous about that. And the other thing I'm worried about is people are going to want to be forthcoming with their medical issues, because they're going to think that someone's always watching. So then I'm going to be trying to get a medical history, and they're just going to say, I'm fine, just give me my Z-Pack and let me get the hell out of here before anybody, you know, finds anything out. I'm nervous.
And then my physician friend, some are, you know, infectious disease, they said they're spending more time on the computer than their patients.
The computer, using electronic medical software, it's very time consuming. Now, I could type about 80, 90 words a minute. For me, it would be a breeze, but a lot of people, they can't type, they can't click, and it is. And you sit there staring at the computer, you know, while you're trying to deal with the patients, it is. It's more cold. But, I mean, again, on the flip side, medical records being, and thank you, Chuck, for calling. I appreciate it. You know, medical records on paper, for me, it's very easy. I like writing. I like more old school. I mean, if I could manage my books on a spiral notebook, I would rather do that than the computer. I hate, like the other day, I think Cox Communications went down, so our internet was down. I can't work. I wouldn't be able to see patients being electronic if the internet went down. I want to be able to grab the chart, have the history, and do what I need to do. And then I have protections for the charts. I don't have to worry about somebody in, I don't know, Iran or whatever, trying to hack in and get information. So I'm very comfortable with paper. However, I do understand that paper records are becoming obsolete, because you'll have to fax everything. Let's say one of our patients gets sick and they're in an ER in New York. All right. And the ER doctor's like, well, I'm going to have to redo your thyroid test, your EKG, this. But they're like, but Dr. Dahlia just did it in Las Vegas. All right. I can understand how at a push of a button, they could then have your medical records. I get that. That makes sense. But the reason why I don't have a current, I have the electronic billing and all that, but the reason why I don't have the current electronic medical software is because I was hoping to purchase years ago the one that all the other specialists I work with are on. And no two doctors that I see are on the same electronic software system. So these systems can't communicate with each other. And the government will one day say, look, guys, all of you need to be on the, I don't know, the Microsoft version, the Windows X10 version. I don't know. All of you are going to be on that version, so you all can communicate, whether we want to fight it or not, because of privacy issues. And if I'm going to have to drop $100,000 to convert my office, and that's just the starting price, 25 grand a provider, 100,000 just to start, not including tech support, etc. If I'm going to have to drop that kind of money, which I don't have, which means I'm going to have to borrow, then I'm going to want to buy the one that I don't have to later change or convert. Now, years ago, I did try to convert to electronic when all this was going on, and I had perfect credit. Right before, this was back in 09. Perfect credit, and the recession starts to hit. But we had a good patient base. We were going to do okay. I was able to start the radio show, invest some money into doing the radio show. And I'm like, all right, let's start moving electronic. So I asked the bank for a loan for that $100,000 loan. And you know what they said to me with perfect credit? They said, hell no. And I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, we're going into a recession. No. I'm like, but I have perfect credit. He goes, but in 3 months, you're not going to. I'm like, well, that's kind of, you know, I mean, he knew his stuff. Boy, he knew his stuff. But, wow. And I couldn't even get my loan for the electronic medical. And I'm sorry, I'm going to need a loan. Okay, I can't pay monthly payments to somebody. No way. I'm going to have to take out a loan to make this electronic medical record system work. No, the bank wouldn't let me have it years ago with perfect credit. Now, why? I'll just wait till the government says you all have to be on the same one. But again, I'm nervous because as much as I'm responsible for my patient's health, I am just as responsible for my patient's privacy with their records. Somebody I diagnosed with HIV, hepatitis, etc., do they really want that in a computer system in cyberspace out there? Nothing is private. The internet, computers, nothing is private. And so my fear is people are going to be saying, no, don't run any of those tests. I mean, already I have patients say, Dahlia, don't check my blood pressure, don't check my weight, don't check my cholesterol, because otherwise I'll lose my health insurance. And I'm like, well, then how am I supposed to, you know, make sure you aren't having coronary artery disease? How am I supposed to be preventative? It's some scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, a study has come out saying more and more people will, if forced to, see a nurse practitioner and a physician assistant instead of a doctor as they're hearing that access to doctors is dropping. Now, mind you, I've worked with nurse practitioners and PAs for years. I love them. These guys are phenomenal. I love them. All right. I am worried about certain facilities that are popping up around the country where a doctor is not present. And some of these mid-level practitioners are kind of working independently and kind of being given a cookbook ingredient type of format to follow, whereas I would really rather have a PA or a nurse practitioner use their intuition, use a lot of their instinct. I've been blessed to have phenomenal PAs and nurse practitioners work with me, but I oversee everything. And so there's a poll saying 60% of study respondents said, you know what, I prefer a PA or nurse practitioner if I could get in same day. But if I'm going to have to wait weeks to see a doctor, no. Now, this is exactly what the government has been planning, which is why the public option is going to come back. They cannot wait for most of us doctors to leave, so then they could then set up a system with nurse practitioners and PAs. It'll be cheaper. They'll be able to control healthcare spending by telling these guys how to practice. I'm hoping the PAs and nurse practitioners fight back a little bit and say, look, you know, we're trained in medicine. But this is the wave of the future. What do you guys think? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Coming up on break. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As I walk along,
I'm wondering too. I don't wonder what went wrong. I just wonder why we didn't figure this out earlier, right? With the NSA surveillance program and people looking at our Facebook posts and listening to our phone messages. I understand President Obama said, no, no one's listening to our phone messages. Oh, yeah, right, please. You know, it makes you wonder why they couldn't find the Boston Bombers. Okay, I mean, if they were doing all this snooping all this time, yet the Tsarnaev brothers, right, suspected Boston Bombers. All right, really, they couldn't have, you know, figured that out, yet they're listening to me talk about how I want to get a hysterectomy. Okay, that to them, that's of some national security importance. Yet we could have people planning bombs and bombing our marathons, and no, that doesn't get picked up. Doesn't make any sense to me. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. But now the U.S. is being a little proactive, and they are warning us of cyber attacks on medical devices. And U.S. authorities are telling makers of medical devices and hospital networks to set up efforts to guard against potential cyber attacks. Set up efforts? Like get Norton's antivirus? I mean, what type of, what else can we do? Okay, I mean, I could get an antivirus. I mean, we have firewalls. I don't know much about computers. I'll ask Kim Commando, but I don't really know what you or I could do, okay, in our office or in a hospital setting to prevent against these cyber attackers. Because these cyber attackers, to me, are people that have nothing to do all day long but figure out how to crack into a computer system. I'm still confused how computers work. I'm extremely confused. I don't understand how I could take a picture on my phone, that picture be sent to my computer, my being able to upload it on Facebook, you guys being able to see it, comment on me, and then I finish the day with a super poke. Oh, I mean, you know, on Facebook, of course. And I don't know how all that works. I still don't understand how a television works. I really don't. It's just something that I don't think my mind will ever, you know, I understand, you know, the process of melanoma, right, and how melanocytes evade. I understand, you know, what the amygdala does and the hypothalamus. I could understand how to, you know, how to handle epiglottitis. But ask me how a TV works, I'm like, I don't know. I really don't know. You'll get a resounding duh out of me. All right, so if the FDA is trying to tell me that implanted devices like pacemakers, defibrillators, etc., that are connected to networks could be vulnerable to hackers, and I'm supposed to do something about it, I mean, I got to hire the big... Who do you hire? I mean, do you hire IT guys? Do you hire... I mean, we had IT guys set up our system. Our system, though, luckily, we don't have any medical type of functions being done by the computer. I do all the functioning, right? I do all that around my office. Our x-rays are on an electronic system, right? We have our x-rays in a computer. But what they're talking about is somebody being able to hack into a defibrillation device that gives, like, for example, you have one of these pacemakers that gives your heart a beat. When it senses that your heartbeat is off, they're talking about these hackers being able to screw that up. This is some scary, scary stuff. Okay? I mean, we're talking about these devices being retooled, manipulated. All right. First of all, what kind of an idiot would want to do that? But I guess there are people out there. We talked about robotic surgery. Robotic surgery, I'm an actual huge fan of. Robotic prostatectomies, etc. They do so many things with robots. I mean, they do so many things laparoscopically now. It's phenomenal how surgeons are starting to use less and less of their hands to do things. Remember we talked about how, hysterectomies now don't have to be done abdominally. They could be done transvaginally where they go up through the vagina. That way they decided to also start removing kidneys. That way they could even remove your gallbladder transvaginally, I believe, even with a robot. The next thing they're going to suggest is that we get our wisdom teeth pulled the same way, transvaginally. So I don't know if I'm going to want that one. But robotic surgeries are now kind of the wave of the future. You have less operative time. You have less of a deep incision because these robots can do things at smaller widths and depth. It's phenomenal what they can do. Yes, there were a couple robots that went rogue a few months ago in a study we talked about, how one robot smacked a woman upside her head as she was getting her hysterectomy. A lot of you giggled with that one. That's not funny. That's not funny. One of the robots had clamped onto some tissue in the middle of the operation, so the surgeon had to shut everything down and then just do the surgery manually. But how these robots work is they're connected to a computer system, obviously. And if they're saying these things could be hacked, then are we looking at, like, Terminator movies? Oh, by the way, Arnold Schwarzenegger is already set to do Terminator 5. He's 66 years old. He's doing Terminator 5. Think about it. Social Security is going to run out. He's got to work. Yeah, so it's going to be Terminator 5. I like the Terminator movies. But, I mean, you're telling me that these robots in the middle of surgery could possibly be hacked into and then maliciously rebooted or manipulated to do something? I mean, when I get my hysterectomy, that's all I want taken out. uterus, ovaries. I'd really like to keep my spleen. I really would. So I'll probably just tell the doctor to keep me awake. So then I can at least guide what's going on. Nope, not there. Nope, nope, not there. No, not there. Oh, totally not there. It'll sound like my honeymoon. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, many of you guys take Prozac, okay? A lot of you, when you take Prozac, you urinate some of your, well, a lot of you when you take medications, when you urinate, the medications end up in the toilet, right? Right, as you urinate it out. As you urinate or poop things out, they go down the drains, and all drains lead where? What did we learn from the Finding Nemo? All drains lead to the ocean. Well, researchers decided to look at fish and what happens if you expose fish to the antidepressant Prozac. Well, they found very interesting stuff. They basically looked at fathead minnows. Now, first of all, if you call a minnow a fathead, most likely they're going to be upset as it is. No wonder they needed the Prozac. Lead researcher Rebecca Clapper says that this experimental setup could actually be a reflection of the fish's reality. The human body does not absorb medications at 100%. A trace amount is excreted in the urine. Water treatment centers are unable to completely filter out all the contaminant. It could trickle down to the wildlife. Now, when these fish had Prozac, rather than being all cool and calm, from what we understand, at the even touchest amount, like as 1 microgram per liter, they started to have abnormal behavior, more aggression. Some were disinterested, but some had outright aggression, and the male fish started to attack, and many of them killed their mates. Now, what does that mean? Don't give a Prozac prescription to Dad on Father's Day. No, no. First of all, this is fish. I don't think fish were designed, to take Prozac. Side effects of Prozac already in people is sometimes you could have weight gain, sometimes you could be tired, sometimes you could have issues with sex, orgasm, impotence, etc. No wonder people are going to be upset. I only see anger issues and lashing out and aggression in people who have undiagnosed bipolar that are given Prozac. So what does this mean with the fish? Well, first of all, if you're ordering fish at a restaurant and you're about to eat it, make sure it's dead. Okay, because I think these fish have the potential to go after you. Number 2 is, pee in the shower? All drains lead to the ocean. I don't know what this means, people. I'm not a goddess. I'm only a doctor. I'm human. All right, guys, happy Father's Day. Happy Dr. Dahlia birthday. See? Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. God bless.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.